Amen.
Amen.
I thank God some of you came back for the next session. At times when people hear that kind of message, they are gone. Amen.
Amen.
You get a point, they get scared. They say, man, what have I heard this kind of thing before? They are off. They say, Pastor, God bless you. And they are gone. How do you say Baba in Kenya? In Swahili?
Kwaheri.
Kwaheri. You are not too good in languages. Hallelujah. And I really, I would desire to have. Do people read in Swahili here? Are there people that read in Swahili? Because you know, at times you have some countries where they speak but they can't read the language.
It's in Maasai Bible, that's Maasai Bible.
Okay. Maasai Bible. So, are you able to follow us? Are you able to follow us?
Yes.
When we are studying, okay.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, in this second part, we are going to go a bit deeper. Praise God. Now, these are things that you have to... I have many messages, audio recordings. I have many books I've written. I have a website filled up with materials. Praise God. Filled up with materials. And these are things that are free. Praise God. They are free. You can just go there and listen to these messages. There's a pastor in Italy, a pastor that came across some of the messages I preach. And he has been pastor for many years. Very serious person. When he read these things, he told me that in one day, everything that he had ever known was like burnt away forever. And this man today is working in great power. It was when he started reading my books, he started to see visions. He started to see many things. He would come early in the morning. Man, God, look at what God showed me. He just became like a baby. You know? And I tell you, you can enter into a new experience. I had this experience when I first started. You can enter a new experience with God. You begin to sense His presence. You begin to know that you are really in God's presence. You begin to sense it when you just take time to listen. You know it's very easy, difficult to get time to, you know, to separate for God, you know, in this world that we are living in. So much, you know what I mean? Everybody is pushing and, you know, Jesus has times in the morning, you know what he used to do? He wake up early and he's gone. He's gone to meditate. He's gone to pray. You know that? We have to always find time. Even at times, church activities is too much. We are too much involved in church activities. We neglect what matters most, which is to what? To listen. Praise God. When the disciples saw Jesus transfigure, when Jesus became a light body, when they saw Jesus in glory, the voice that came from heaven said what? Hear him. It's about hearing the Spirit that we can actually be transformed. Praise God. Because as we are hearing the Spirit, actually the Spirit is unveiling that glorious image of this one body, which is reality, the body of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go fast into the Alpha and the Omega. These things are not difficult like people think. They are very, very simple. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega, John was taken up in, somebody want to read the book of Revelation chapter 1, from verse 10. The book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. From verse 10 to...
I was in the Spirit on the last day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, as of a trumpet. 11, say, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write a book and send it to the seven churches, which are in Asia, in Ephesus, in Syria, to the Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. 12.
Okay, let's come there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what John saw, the Bible says that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Praise God. And he heard a voice like what? A trumpet. Now, first of all, I want us to know something, that except we exercise ourselves to hear spiritually, you cannot really hear these things that you are hearing today. Do you get my point? Because if I am just carnal and I just listen to voices that are carnal, or I follow my carnal reasoning, there's no way I can ever understand the mystery of the body of Christ. Because what we are preaching are hidden things, spiritual things. God is what? God is invisible. The things of God are what? Invisible. Praise God. God is not a physical body, and the things of God, God's kingdom, are what? Invisible. So you have to tune your ears in the spirit to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. It's not every voice that you hear from a pulpit that is the voice of the Lord. Praise God. This John was in the Lord, in the spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard a voice like a what? A trumpet. Have you heard of the last trumpet? See, the voice of the Lord is a trumpet. It speaks of a message. It speaks of an alarm. It speaks about a clear, how do I put it, message that the Lord is transmitting to his people in this last day. Praise God. And the voice said, what you are about to hear and what you are about to see, relay it to the churches that are dispersed in Asia. To the seven churches. Praise God. Today, this is the church of God. You know that? Hallelujah. And why the Lord wants us to hear this voice is that, because when we hear this voice, it brings about what they call an awakening. A spiritual awakening. The Bible says, at the shout of the archangel, see, at the last trump, the dead in Christ will rise. Why does it say last trumpet? Why is it called the last trumpet? Because after that trumpet sound, every other trumpet is what? Annulled. This is the voice of truth from the Father, revealing the things that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. Jesus Christ said, there is nothing that is hidden that shall not be revealed. See, he's not talking about what you did in your bedroom, eh? He's not talking about how you stole a piece of meat from your mother's pot. He's not talking about how many boyfriends you had or how many girlfriends you had. That is not what God is interested in. Praise God. What God is saying is that the hidden things of Christ will be brought to light. There's nothing that is hidden that shall not be brought to light. That thing that has been hidden from us is our true identity as sons of God. That we all belong to this one body. It has been a secret. We have not understood the mystery of what God is. Praise God. We've forgotten that we are one with God. We are one body with God. This is the understanding that the trumpet gives us as we hear. Praise God.
Amen.
If you do not know that you are one with the Lord, inseparable with the Lord, you are dead in your sins and trespasses. God never left you. It was in our mind. Praise God. The separation was in our minds, in our imagination. That is why he has come to destroy that barrier by the word in this hour. Hallelujah. But you must be tuned to the spirit. Praise God. You see the radio, how you have to put up the antenna of the radio to put up the antenna of the radio to receive waves, signals from a station. In likewise manner, we have to put up our spiritual antennas to begin to hear the things of God. This is the only way to salvation. There is no other way to salvation. Praise God. Your salvation is your awakening to the truth. That's what salvation is. And it starts now by recognizing the Christ in you. That is the door into God's kingdom. This is the key that will release you from the realm of the dead. We're going to see all this right now. Praise God. Now, when John, because John heard the voice at the back, the Bible says that John turned around to see the voice. And when he turned around, the Bible says he saw a man standing in the midst standing in the midst of seven golden candlesticks. Praise God. And this man had a white garment. So I'm going to write it down. Golden candlesticks. Amen. Then he also had what? A white garment that was what? Up to the feet. Amen. This man, his face was what? Shining as what? As the sun. His face was shining as the sun. Praise God. His eyes were like what? Blazing fire. These are the eyes. Out of his mouth came a sword, a double-edged sword, out of the mouth. His feet, he had shoes like what? Brass. You know when you put brass in a furnace, in fire? Have you put iron in fire before? Those industries where you put iron in fire and the thing becomes red, hot. When you touch that thing, you know that it's hospital, you are finishing. That is very hot. That is how the feet was. Brass placed in a furnace. And another important thing is that when the man spoke, John observed that his voice was like the voice of what? Many waters. Many waters. His voice was like a voice of waters, rushing sea. You know, he was like hearing multitude waters speaking through him, this man. See, now we are still going back to this same principle of one man. Praise God. One man. Why is it that God is showing John this one man? Does it mean that physically, somewhere in the sky, a man exists that has five eyes with fire, long white hair, a white garment? These are what we call allegories, parables. See, God caused the Lord Jesus to appear in this manner to teach us certain secrets. Praise God. This is more like a parable. You get our point? Because if Jesus Christ comes to this form here today, how many of you will be here? How many of you remain? I probably wouldn't see Sister Sue anymore. That will be the last time. If Jesus appears in this form today, I think maybe I won't see most of you anymore. That will be the end. Praise God. Even John, when John saw him, the Bible says John fell on the feet as dead. He was taken over with fear. And this was the same John that was close to Jesus. Praise God. So what we are seeing here is actually the body of Christ. It is the glorious body of Christ. And the book of Revelation is actually a book dedicated to the awakening, to the manifestation. Revelation means apocalypse, which means the manifestation of the sons of God, the unveiling of the sons of God. It means a coming forth. Something that was secret, something that was hidden, is brought out for everybody to see. So you can see in the book of Revelations, we have seven trumpets, and these seven trumpets originate from this one trumpet that John saw, and it's actually the evangel we're hearing today. You pick up a book as you're going and try to read these things and study them. If you don't understand them, you can always write me. Praise God. Because the seven trumpets actually go forth to gather the sons of God who are dispersed in the uttermost parts of the earth, who are dispersed in the depths. See it? In the depths of the earth, which means these are people who have gone far away from the knowledge of God. This trumpet is there to gather every man back into that glorious body we call Christ. Praise God. The voice of many waters in the book of Revelations, in the latter chapter, because the Bible always gives clues. In the latter chapters of the book of Revelations, an angel explained that these many waters represent nations, tongues, peoples. That's why the voice was like the voice of what? Many waters. What John was seeing, he was seeing you, he was seeing all of us in the glory of God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, the Bible says that as we behold the Lord with unveiled faces, we are transformed from glory to glory into that same image. God is showing us this mystery today so that we can understand what is the reality of our true nature, because we are spirit. See, we have been in God from the beginning. These things are in the Bible. Jesus Christ said that you have been with me from the beginning. Jesus Christ said, you have been with me from the beginning. He told the disciples, you have been with me from the beginning. We have our origin in God. But just like Jesus, Jesus Christ also descended from that high elevated spiritual dimension in God and came to become a lowly mortal man. The Bible says he was made lower than what? Angels. And he also tasted of death like every man. Praise God. But thank God, if you look in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 17, it says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the what? The first and the last. Hallelujah. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am what? I am alive for what? Forevermore. And what? What does he say again? Amen. And I have what? The keys of what? Hell and what? Death. Hallelujah. I have the keys of hell and death. And in the message to the church in Laodicea of Philadelphia, he says that I have the keys of hell and death. See, this revelation that we are having today, this trumpet that we're hearing today, is being applied to our various prison houses so that we can escape the power of death and corruption and enter back into the knowledge of the Son of God that we truly are. Praise God, because God did not bet flesh and blood. God did not bet corruptibility. God did not bet mortality. If you are the sons of God, then put on Christ. Put on the nature of your Father. That's why it says, be you perfect as your what? As your Father is what? Is perfect. These are the words of Jesus. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So when you go down to the book of Revelation, just to prove to you that these are parables, you can see here that Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, already explains to John certain things about this vision. In the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest at my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. Praise God. The seven stars are what? Are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven golden candles which thou sawest are the seven what? Seven churches. Now, brethren, listen to me. Because I forgot to tell you that there were seven stars at the right hand. Seven stars. Have you heard of the Pleiades? You have a group of bright stars called the Pleiades. Have you heard of them? Those of you who follow geography or whatever. You have these seven stars called Pleiades. And John saw these seven stars in the right hand of the Alpha and Omega. And you know, the Alpha and Omega now begins to explain. Those seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches. And the seven candles which you saw me standing in the midst are actually the church. They represent the church, the seven churches. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You see, when Jesus Christ stood there as the Alpha and Omega in the midst of these seven candles, he was trying to show a connection, a divine interdependency, that they are one indivisible body. Those branches represent you and I. It's like a tree with branches. I am the vine, you are what? The branches. It's a divine, you know, something that is divine, that is real, that is true. No matter what you feel about yourself, no matter what you think about yourself, you are always part of that vine. But ignorance will make you suffer. When you are ignorant, you only suffer for nothing. Praise God. The seven angels, what are these seven angels that are called the seven stars at the right hand of God? The right hand of God is a symbol of power. It's a symbol of pleasures. Is this Psalm 18? It says that the Lord, or Psalm 16, it says the Lord will guide me to his right hand, to the place of pleasures. Praise God. The Lord will not allow me to suffer corruption, but you will lead me to your right hand, to the place of all power. Remember the separation of the sheep from the goat? Where did the sheep go? The sheep go where? To the right hand. It talks of the place of God's kingdom, the place of all power, the place of pleasures. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ also, the Bible says that he was raised up to sit where? At the right hand of God. So the right hand is a symbol of power, authority, is a place where God's blessings abound without limit. And that is where he's guiding us into. That is where we belong. We go to the left hand side where we walk in ignorance. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So these seven angels, what are angels? What are angels from God's perspective? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Maasai friend. Hallelujah. Messengers of what? Of God. An angel from God's perspective is not somebody with wings that flies. All those are fairy tales. Praise God. Hallelujah. Fairy tales. Are you listening? Fairy tales. Angel is a messenger. An angel is a servant. An angel is a minister. When an angel appears, he appears only to do the will of what? Of God. Does the angel come to tell you his name? Does he come to tell you, man, what's up, man? Does it have anything to do with you? Yeah. He just comes to deliver his message, and his what is off. Does he come to collect tithes? Does he come to harass you over money? What the angel will come with is to just deliver his message, and he's gone. When John, in the later chapter, the last chapter, John tried to worship an angel who showed him some revelations, the angel said, no, don't do it. I'm one of your brethren. I'm one of your brothers. I'm one of the brethren who keep the testimony of our Lord Jesus. Don't worship me. Worship God. You see, some months ago, I went to minister to a family, and they have two children. And when I was ministering to the family, the children that were watching in the middle of us there, they're saying, "I've seen an angel." The son that was what? It's like, "I see something there, like he's wearing, you know, wearing white, and he's wearing a kind of crown." And these are small children. The parents were afraid. That is, they said that their child cannot be joking. They know this is their child, that the child is seeing it. And he kept on repeating, "I see something there," you know. And you know why God did that? God was trying to tell them to listen to me, that I'm a messenger. Praise God. And it's not a big deal. It's just about, if you want to exercise yourself, you know, how do I put it? Yield to the Lord and allow yourself to be used. You are also a messenger. Praise God. There's nothing special. If you are just obedient and do the will of God, you will do the same things that Jesus did. This is the truth. Praise God. So the seven angels at the right hand of God represents those who walk in the message. If you begin to exercise yourself to speak my word, to do my will, Isaiah 58 says, if you begin to exercise yourself to do my will, to speak my word, no more speaking vanity, I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. God will exalt you to that same right hand of Jesus. Praise God. That same right hand where Jesus is seated today, so that you can rule and reign in a place of all power and authority. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're already seeing the mystery. This body of Christ, all these things involved, just all embedded in this one body. God is trying to reveal our interdependency. When Jesus Christ transfigured before the disciples, how did the face look like? Like the sun. When John saw the Alpha and Omega, how did the face look like? Like the sun. It's the same thing they were seeing. How was the garment of Jesus? White. So he had a white garment. This same Alpha and Omega had a white garment up to here. So they were seeing what? The same thing. This is what the gospel is all about. God came to educate us, to give us an understanding that we are part of that body. We can rule and we can reign in life. I'm going to round up the seven trumpets. There are seven messages to the seven churches. And as I'm speaking right now, it is a trumpet that is sounding. Because you are hearing things that you've never heard before. Praise God. As I'm speaking today, you are hearing the last trumpet. If you like, go away after you try to go to anywhere. This thing I'm showing you tonight will remain with you forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God is awakening you right now to the reality of your oneness, because you are sons of God. You are an integral part of the body of Christ. You are in the commonwealth of the glory of God. That means we all partake of the glory of God. Praise God. Amen. Where he is where we are. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, Jesus Christ said, where I am is where my servants will be also. Where I am is where my messengers will be also. Where I am is where my angels will be also. Praise God. Where you are ruling and reigning in life. Enjoyment. Life is enjoyment. It's not religiosity. It's not being religious. Religion is wickedness. Religion is trying to get to God as a man. As a man, you can't get to God. To get to God, you must deny yourself, your human identity, your life as a man, and align yourself back with the truth. Because we are spirit. We are one body. All the human concepts, all the indoctrination we have received from the systems of men and the systems of religion, we must wash ourselves away from it by the water of the word. Praise God. Amen. Let us awake from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. As we hear the sound of the trumpet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of time, because I believe when you begin to speak too much, people will not be able to digest. I'm going to briefly round up the seven messages to the seven churches. Praise God. Amen. And I don't have to read all of them because I know this is offhand. But I advise you to jot them. Praise God. Because you have seven messages. And the first message to the church in Ephesus Hallelujah. There's the second message to the church in Smyrna. There's the tenth message to the church in Thyatira, the fourth to the church in Pergamos, the fifth to the church in Sardis, the sixth to the church in Philadelphia, and the seventh to the church in Laodicea. Those names don't mean anything. Don't bother yourself about those names. Just know that there are seven messages. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And this first message, it reminds the church of their place among the stars of God. That is the first message. God first of all starts off by reminding the church of its place among the seven stars. Praise God. You begin to, by faith, as you hear the voice of God, begin to remember the place of all power that you had in God before you slept in the transgression of Adam. The Bible says that in Adam all men what? Die. All. Did you say some? Say in Adam all what? Die. All. All. Doesn't matter whether you are president or whether you have money, whether you don't have money. All what? Are dead. See, all the things that we labor for us as men, they are coming to what? To naught. You wake up one day and discover that they are all just vanity. They don't have substance. No eternal value. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything that we are laboring as for men, they are what? In the dark. Hallelujah. But you need a revelation. So the first message to the church in Ephesus reminds the sons of God of their place among the seven stars. It admonishes them to return to their first love. Return to what? Your first love. Your first love is not your husband in your house or your wife in your house. Your first love is Christ. Praise God. You have to return back to that reality. And if you can hearken to this voice, it promises the church in Ephesus that I will grant you access back into the Garden of Eden, back to the what? To the tree of life. Remember the tree of life in the Garden of Eden? Genesis chapter 2. These are spiritual parables. There's nowhere in the Middle East you see a tree where there was a snake wrapped around the tree and a naked man and a naked woman go to the tree and all that. These are parables. You know Jesus Christ spoke about parables? These are spiritual parables. A naked man and a naked woman running around the garden, you know, having fun, and suddenly they find they are naked and they cover, you know. All those are just, these are parables. Amen? Hallelujah. They are parables. It shows how man lost that glorious covering of his self-knowledge in God. Man became insufficient, you know. He began to feel himself as somebody that is unworthy of the glory of God. That is the nakedness. Nakedness is sin consciousness. He began to hide from God. I'm not good. I can't, you know. Pastor, pray for me. You pray for me. I can't, you know, people can't approach God anymore because they feel they're naked. They feel unworthy. Why? Because man was deceived. And it's a gradual indoctrination. Man has been deceived into thinking that he's separate from God. See it? All men receive the mark of the beast. Praise God. You know the mark of the beast? It's not somebody coming to mark you 666 on the head somewhere. It's not a product in the European market. It's not Obama doing a chip somewhere. You know all these lies you see upon that? Lies, cannot lies. All men receive the mark of the beast in Adam. The snake, the serpent, was the most subtle beast in the garden. See it? And when Adam took up that fruit, when Adam united with that beast, he received the mark means the nature. He talks about the carnal nature, a terrestrial nature. That's why men have become carnal, terrestrial, devilish. Isn't that what James says? Say earthly, devilish. We are not earthly creatures. We are spiritual creatures. We are celestial creatures. We are not of this earth, but we are of the heavens. Hallelujah. Amen. The mark of the beast is the nature, the carnal nature that we have put on as men. Hallelujah. But God today is giving us what? The victory over the mark of the beast. Tomorrow I'm going to share that mark of the beast. And I'm going to show you the company of those who overcome the mark of the beast. What awaits them. The glory that awaits them. All this is like book of Revelations. We're going to so I advise you to come tomorrow. Amen. I hope it's not too dull, is it? Because everybody's quiet. No. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope you come back. Hallelujah. Praise God. So those that overcome will have the access back to the Garden of Eden. Adam ran away. Adam was cast out of the garden. Praise God. Amen. Which means out of a defiled conscience, he left the Garden of Eden. That is the state of all men in the transgression. But today, we have access back where? Into paradise, into the Garden of Eden. Praise God. It's not a place you go to when you die. It's not a place where you have fruits and, you know, trees, and we, all of us, we will go back running around naked like, you know, in the garden. These are spiritual concepts. Hallelujah. We are being granted entrance back as we recognize the Christ in us. Hallelujah. The second message talks about being faithful unto death. Being faithful unto death as you hear the trumpet. As you hear the trumpet, because the trumpet is a call to death. Death of your human life. Death of your human self. Death of the lies, you know, you are conceiving. Because the Bible says that all men are what? Are liars. All men are what? Are liars. See it. And who is the liar? Is not the one that denies the Lord? Is not the one that denies the one body that we are speaking about? That is the liar. Praise God. The Bible says nobody that lies can enter into the God's kingdom. We must all confess Christ. Praise God. The Lord is my life. Let's say it. The Lord is my
life.
The Lord is my life. Hallelujah. Amen. A new name. We walk in a new name. This is the promise to the church in Philadelphia. It says, though that I overcome, I will write my name upon them. See, have you heard of a new name? Those that overcome, I will write my what? My name upon them. See, those that can hear what the Spirit is saying today and allow the Spirit guide them back into this reality, I will give them what? A new name. I will write my name upon their forehead. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You know, Jesus Christ said that you walk those that in my name, you will do this. In my name, anything you ask for shall be done. You know, people say that in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and in the name of, you know, we've been so religious. People pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That's not what it means. We walk in the name of Jesus. We exercise ourselves in Jesus. It's no longer I, but what? But Christ. That's what it means. It's not about being religious. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even the devil says that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible speaks about also to the church. It says that I have set an open door before you. Remember, I spoke about this door yesterday. This is the message to the church in Philadelphia. I have set an open door before you, which no man can shut. Praise God.
Amen.
And where is that door? Where does that door lead you into? See, I have the keys of David. See, I have set an open door before you. This key of David is the key that we saw in the book of Revelation chapter 1 when he says, I have the keys of hell and death. See, God wants to release his sons from what? From death. But God doesn't want his sons to continue in the grave. God wants to release, and he's doing this today by giving you the mystery of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Peter answered Jesus, when Jesus asked, who do men say that I am? The disciples said, when men say that you are, some say you are this prophet, you are this, you are that. Jesus asked them, who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ said, upon this rock, upon this revelation, upon this mystery, will I build my church. And the grace of what? Hell will not prevail over it. And I will give you what? The keys. of hell. Whatever you bind on earth is bound on earth. It's the same keys. The keys is the recognition, the revelation of Christ. Praise God. To understand the mystery of Christ is the key to entering into a new world of bliss. And it's possible now, as you are listening, you can begin to experience things in your life right from this moment. If you are hungry for it. But you mean a forsaking of all, letting go of all. Praise God. So you can have that which is substance, that which is real. Forsaking all to receive all. Praise God. Noah forsook all. You know what it means to enter an ark? You know what it means to enter an ark? That means he had left all, everything. His faith was now in God's hand. And God brought him what? To an expected end. Praise God. Let us trust God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The message to the church in Smyrna talked about a white garment. It says, those who can hear and understand, I will cause them to be clothed in white what? Garments. You know what that white garment is? It's the righteousness of the saints. You remember in Adam, all of us were naked? Who told you were naked? It talks of sin consciousness. We were all separated from God, sensing ourselves to be naked, unworthy. But today, if you can hearken to the voice of the Spirit, you'll be what? Clothed once more in Christ consciousness. This is the working of the Spirit in our life this very moment. Do you believe it, brethren? Can you receive it, brethren? Receive this thing by faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to round up with the last one. And this one will read it. Go to the book of Revelations. Chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, verse, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I need a strong reader to read from verse 14 to the end. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to the end. Are you for the seminar? Okay, you're welcome. God bless you.
Okay. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And unto the angel of the church, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, I'll read. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know the works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I hold that you were cold nor hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth, because you say I am rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing, and know that you are wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich and white clothing, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see, and many. As I love, I rebuke and chasten. Please hear us therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will eat with him and he with me. To him that overcomes, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. Even as an ear,
really
hear what the Spirit says
unto
the churches.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
A very powerful message there from the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord, he's saying that ultimately, to those who overcome, they will be what? Granted to do what? To sit with God on what? On his throne. Of course, it doesn't mean there's one chair somewhere you're going to sit down somewhere in the sky. Eh? It speaks about the position of authority that we can begin to. Because let me tell you something, there's no man, big man, sitting on one big chair somewhere in the sky. Eh? You won't see anything like that. God is invisible. Are you listening? God is spirit. Hallelujah. See, we can use, in the book of Revelations, we see all these things as parables to teach us the invisible things of God. Jesus is invisible. God's kingdom is invisible. As we are here, we have angels interacting with us. You know that?
Yes.
Ask God to open your eyes someday and you will see these things. They are real. There's a whole world of activity in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. You can be a partaker of these things consciously. Praise God. To those that overcome, I will grant them to sit with me on my throne. See what love with which the Father has loved us, that we should be called sons of God. See what love that God has loved us with, that we should be called what? Sons of God. Sons of God. To sit on the throne with God, as God, ruling and reigning as God. This was the original dominion that we had in the beginning, when God said, let them have dominion over everything. Isn't that what God said in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1? Let us create man in our image and in our likeness, and let him have dominion over what? Everything. God wants to restore that dominion, so that we no longer live as children of fear, so that we no longer live as slaves to corruption. Because some of us have become slaves to corruption. Slaves to shillings, slaves to the edges of death, to sickness and everything. And we've lost all dominion. We have become creatures of fear. What is for tomorrow? But if you can hear the voice of the trumpet, if you can allow the Lord to enter into your heart and sup with you, you can see here that it's still the same principle of fellowship with the Lord, intimacy with the Lord. Praise God. I can only stand here for a moment as a messenger. After some time, I'm back. But these things I've spoken to you today, you can keep these words like gold and go back and say, Father, let me hear. Speak to me. Show me these things that this brother has shared with me today. And a new world will open to you. This is my work. Yeah? This is what God sent me to do right from when I was a child. Although there was a period we tried to run away from it, but, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So you just allow fellowship with the Lord. See, we're going to soon close. Allow fellowship with the Lord. Let the Lord enter in and sup with you, dine with you. And when you dine with me, Jesus Christ says, do this what? In remembrance of me. Who is this me that you are remembering? Is this one body, this Christ. Hallelujah. Remember your part in this body. God is reminding you today. And he's saying, awake from the dead. Praise God. Arise into this dimension of all power. Enter into the realm of delights. Praise God. God wants to abolish your poverty, your sense of nakedness, your spiritual blindness. You know people are spiritually blind? When Jesus Christ spat on the ground and anointed the eyes of the blind man, what's his name? Bartimaeus. Yes. That is a parable of you and I when we walk in ignorance. Praise God. Jesus anointed the eyes. He says in the book, in this what we just read, he says, I will anoint your eyes with eye salves so that you can what? You can see once more. Because you are blind spiritually. You don't know who you are. You don't know your origin in God. You don't know the glory and the presence that you represent. But thank God the trumpet is sounding. Hallelujah!
Amen.
We are hearing that same trumpet that John saw in the book of Revelation chapter 1. And the dead in Christ are arising. Arise from the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your time has come to reign. Praise God. Your time has come for victory. Praise God. Your sorrow, your pain, everything that you have suffered as a man, you can experience total liberation from it as you hear the sound of the trumpet. God bless you, brethren. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, obviously, these are messages that you cannot preach in just one day. We have two sessions like this tomorrow. Praise God. And you can see that we don't stretch time. We just come here, we do the thing, and we are off. Amen. I don't believe in distraction. If you come to listen to the word, you have to come and listen to the word and go. No all these distractions. I don't like it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just go back and digest what you've heard tonight. And tomorrow we have the hall again from 2:30 on the dot. Praise God. Come around. If it means you skip church tomorrow, skip it. Because what you are hearing, you will not hear it in church. Are you listening? What you are hearing today, you will not hear it in church. Tell your pastor that you have something to do tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you just come around tomorrow and we're going to round up with good word on the mark of the beast, the lake of fire, and the new Jerusalem. So you can understand what God is saying to the church in this hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we stand up? I hope you understood what I preach.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope you come back. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Let me come. Now, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. And by the time you are going out, we have books out there. You see them? Praise God. Like the way the Lord led me in the ministry is to offer these books out freely. Praise God. And if you have a donation you want to give, praise God, you can always drop it there. Praise God. And if you don't have money, don't be ashamed. It's our own book. All of us own the book. Take it and go your way. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So just ensure that you take something and read them. Don't just leave them on your shelf. Read them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't want to read them, it's better you leave so that somebody else will read.
Yes.
Isn't it? Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. No, don't, because it's free, don't look at it as valueless. Amen? It is valuable. I don't want to testify of myself. I think maybe I'll show you some videos. How people have been touched. Even white people. You know what? Even people in South Africa, in Cape Coast, the Cape Town, is it? Yes, they ordered for my books. See, and some of them apologized. They would have wanted to be here. We have people in America, in Australia, all over the world that order for my books. They are distributed in America. There's a lady that handles that one in America. Praise God. So don't undervalue these things. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Let this wind of the Spirit blow over your people. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let that breath of the Almighty that caused the army of the Lord to arise from the valley of dry bones in the time of Ezekiel, let it blow over your people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Arise from the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Let those bones begin to shake now. And let the people begin to awake back into the army of the Lord. An army of the Lord, before them is the Garden of Eden. Behind them is desolation. And no man shall escape these people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A people strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A people agile. A people who walk in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Visit your people. Anoint your people. Anoint their eyes and their ears to see and to hear. And to know what is this great mystery in Christ. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank the organizers of this program so far, that the Lord will strengthen you.
Amen.
See the fragrance of Christ's ministry. Brother, can you come out again? Pastor, can you come out? Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord will strengthen you. Praise God.
Amen.
The Lord will keep you. Hallelujah. The Lord will strengthen you and raise you up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You've been alone in the land, see it, and it's very, very tough. But I tell you, the Lord will quicken you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will show you that path into delight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May you be a vessel of honor unto the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And through you, many people shall be saved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those who have come from far away, Father, we thank you for them. And we pray, oh God, that they shall bear fruit in their various lands.
Amen.
And our brother who came away 6 hours away from Maasai, from Kise and from Maasai, God bless you, Father. We pray, oh God, that you be with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you a word? Okay, Father, thank you.
As we're praying, God showed me a giant tree. You know, I could see the bottom. Massive, I can't describe it. Surrounding the trees, there were some, there are horses,
horses dressed with gold, you know, with some people riding on top and going around the trees.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Do you believe you're among those people riding those horses? Eh? Praise God.
Amen.
You believe that you are the army of the Lord? Hallelujah. Do you believe that you are that tree planted by that those, you know, brooks of living water? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is revealing something to us today. And let us lay hold on it. This is eternal life. Be blessed. So try to make it tomorrow. Brethren, hallelujah. For the last sessions, and you'll be greatly blessed. Hallelujah. Bring your friends if you can. The mark of the beast, the lake of fire, and the new Jerusalem. Come and hear what it means. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you all. Amen.